wife and to issue correction when it is needed.
Absolutely. I agree with that entirely. I think part of the concern here is that you've got to define discipline. Right. Are we to discipline our wives? Yes. I think with rejection of inappropriate behavior, with condemnation of it, with counsel to them for it. Do I think men should slap their wives around because they misbehave? No. I don't think that's discipline. I think it's a lack of self-discipline. And I think part of the integral part of this is that, as you said, men require correction. And importantly, the leader of a household requires self-correction. You have to be able to examine yourself, know when you're out of line, and correct behavior too. This is not a prescription for hypocrisy in the home of, here, you're here to do what I tell you, behave like I want you to, but I don't have any limits on me. I don't go for that model at all.
Right. I mean, we as men have so much responsibility that is put on our backs by society, but we also have substantial responsibility in our homes and to our Lord and Savior. And so the thing is, when we need to hold ourselves accountable, it's also wise for us to go ahead and seek wise counsel, because there are other men that have dealt with situations like we have that we can go ahead and be in relationship and in communion with to speak to them on these matters and say, look, brother, this is my situation. Where do you see me going wrong in this, or am I on the right track?
Absolutely. I think that's essentially part of what happens at XY Crew. Men come, they present issues they may be having in a marriage or relationship, and the guys give them wise counsel for that, up to them whether or not they want to take it. But it is provided. And that's always been an essential part of the world and of men. We've had historically elders and older members of the community that people sought wisdom for these matters, man to man, and then could bring that into the home. But I think we've lost that in a lot of ways. This society has divided men against each other in ways that have turned out to be incredibly unhelpful for marriage and for the lives of men.
Yeah, I think it's interesting how for men, generally speaking, reality often serves as our accountability in a lot of ways, because the world does not owe us anything. And we typically have to get the things that we get in life from the dirt and from the environment around us. And it isn't a matter of, hey, we should go ahead and be seeking additional accountability. Absolutely, we should. But there are natural mechanisms that work for men that maybe do not work as well or as straightforwardly for women in our current society, based on how much additional padding they get from the society as a whole.
Yeah, and I think it's true in the reverse too. You know, the victim narrative does not work for men. One of the worst things I see happening now, because of father absence and a lot of the anti-male bias in society, is men that are shamed and condemned constantly. It doesn't work. What we're doing doesn't work. And this happens in the church just like it does everywhere else. We have to remember that church congregations are people in the community. They draw from the community, and the community right now is incredibly hostile toward men. And it gets practiced from the pulpit. It's been said for a while, the safest thing that any pastor can do from the pulpit is condemn men and shake his finger at them. The women will sit there and silently applaud. The men will say, yeah, we're terrible. We need to fix this. But what works for women, the victim narrative, doesn't work for men. It just doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting that there's so much there when we go ahead and look at the average pulpit minister and how they are so loud and proud to condemn men. But almost every single time there is any hint of a condemnation for women, they're very quick to whisper the condemnation to women and then immediately afterwards scream from the rooftops about condemnation for men right afterwards. They can't let the women feel anything.
Yeah. Well, let me give you an example. I was talking to a friend recently. A couple of years ago, his wife left him. They got divorced legally. She has started a new relationship, talking about getting married, dating guys, whatever, has moved on with her life. He went to the talk to the church about that, to the pastor, and within 5 minutes, he was getting instruction of why the whole situation was his fault. It was all his problem, and that he needed to because he wants to have children, he wants to move on with his life and find a wife that's suitable for childbearing.